the farmhouse. My name is Amber. I live in a small town in the south, and I've never really experienced much outside my family's farm. My parents are so conservative, they don't like me even talking to boys, never mind having a boyfriend. They never liked Alex. I begged my mother to invite him to dinner for weeks, and she just wouldn't budge. My mother says boys only have one thing on their mind. Lately, however, that one thing has also been on my mind. Alex was the 19-year-old son of the doctor in town. His family moved here from the city 2 years ago, and I've been smitten with him ever since. He was always brushing his sandy blonde hair away from his eyes. He was tall and muscular. I felt so warm and comfortable in his arms. My father says that city boys take advantage of girls like me and only want them for their bodies. He wants me to marry a country boy, but he doesn't want me to date. I can't quite figure out his logic, but it doesn't matter. I am in love with Alex. Last month, I turned 18, and my parents decided I was finally old enough to stay home at the house all by myself. My mother's cousin was getting married, and I had to keep an eye on the farm, feeding the chickens, tending to the gardens while they were gone. It was an entire weekend to discover my independence, to prove my trustworthiness, and the best part, to be alone with Alex for the first time. We had been able to sneak away from time to time to the barn, but we had only shared a single passionate kiss before someone came looking. This was my chance to truly be alone with him for an entire weekend. No interruptions. Friday night came, and I waved to my mother and father as they drove away down the dirt road. The second I lost sight of the car, I hurried into the house to call Alex and tell him the good news. I hadn't had a chance to speak with him for almost a week, and I was excited to invite him over to enjoy my empty house with me. The phone rang and rang, and I hung up after the sixth or seventh ring when I realized he must not be home. I was disappointed until I heard a knock at the front door. I peeked cautiously past the drapes and saw the most beautiful sight. Alex, standing at my front door, holding a bouquet of flowers. I squealed quietly to myself and flung the door open, throwing my arms around him in an enthusiastic embrace that crushed my gift. He giggled at me and squeezed me tight with his one free arm. "You're here," I squeaked, gripping his hand and leading him into the house, shutting the door behind us. "How did you know to come? My parents just left for a wedding and left me here all by myself for the entire weekend." "I know," he explained with a cheerful smile. My God, that smile made me weak in the knees. "Your father mentioned their plans to Jared at the convenience store, and he mentioned it to me yesterday. I hid behind the shed out front until I saw your parents drive off so I could come and surprise you." He beamed. His teeth shined and his eyes lit up as he caressed my cheek with his strong hand. I felt like I could have melted into a puddle right then and there. His touch was heavenly. We sat in the living room for a while and just talked. It was so rare for us to spend quality time together without fear of being caught. As we stared into each other's eyes, our conversation started to dwindle. We stopped talking completely and lost ourselves in each other's eyes. He leaned in. His soft lips met mine in a sensual kiss. I felt his fingers running through my long brown curls, and his hand cupped the back of my head as his tongue explored my young mouth. This was a dream come true. The man of my fantasies holding me in his arms as we shared a true moment of passion. Hours passed, and we realized that the sun had gone down. We laid cuddling each other on the sofa all evening, and before we knew it, it was midnight. I had never had a boy in the house, especially at night. I was starting to get nervous and wondered what my next step should be. Before I could say a word, Alex stood up from the couch, leaned forward over me, and kissed my forehead. "I should get going. It's late," he told me, stroking my cheek with a smile. I know this is all new to you. I don't want to pressure you into anything. We have all weekend to spend together. I'll be back tomorrow. He winked, and I said goodbye as he walked out the door. My parents were so wrong about him. He was a true gentleman, and he really loved me. I laid awake that night, imagining what it would be like to let things go further between us, to let Alex touch me and enjoy my body, to feel him inside me. This was my chance. This was what I wanted, and I would make sure he knew that I was ready for this to happen. The next day, I prepared for Alex to visit. I spent the entire day tending to the farm, the afternoon preparing the house and myself. I cleaned and planned a romantic dinner. As the food was in the oven, I showered and shaved and used some of my mother's makeup. I had never worn makeup before. When Alex arrived, I greeted him in a yellow sundress, though the rain had started to fall. My breasts peeked out from the low neckline, and the fabric hugged my curves perfectly. The look on his face when he saw me said it all. I even thought I saw the front of his pants twitch, and I smiled at him. I invited him in. We sat for a romantic candlelit dinner and shared an evening of laughs and conversation, finally getting to know each other on a new and intimate level. His eyes glistened, and I knew I wanted to give myself to him right there. After dinner, I prepared a tray of strawberries and whipped cream and led Alex to my bedroom. The room was filled with candles, and I placed the tray on my bedside table. Alex and I sat on the bed nervously. I had never done this before, and I honestly didn't know what to do. I felt Alex brush his fingers against my arm, and I looked over at him apprehensively. He gave me a reassuring smile and leaned in to kiss me. Oh, his lips tasted sweet, and I melted into his body. He pulled me close to him, wrapped his arms around my waist, and kissed me hard. I had never felt a kiss like this before. He probed my mouth with his skilled tongue, and my body just relaxed. I finally felt comfortable and ready. He laid me back on the bed and continued to kiss me. His right hand left my waist and reached to the bedside table, picking up a ripe red strawberry from the bowl. He dipped the ruby red fruit into the whipped cream, and as he looked into my eyes, he fed it to me, stroking my hair with his one free hand. This felt so right, so perfect. He licked a dab of whipped cream from my lips, and his hands started to explore my body. His fingers slowly unbuttoned my dress, revealing my perky C-cup breasts. I felt his eyes look down at my milky skin, and he opened the rest of my dress until I was completely naked. This was the first time anyone had ever seen my body. It felt fitting, like his eyes scanning my naked body was destiny. I inhaled sharply as I felt his strong hand cup my right breast and his mouth graze my left nipple. He gently licked my breast and I gasped, the sensation of his tongue on my body filling me with pleasure. I closed my eyes and let him just play with me. I was his. His hand now traveled down my stomach, and his fingers journeyed beneath my white cotton panties, massaging my clit with his index finger. I gasped again, the pleasure overcoming me and my sensitive nipple getting hard within his mouth as he sucked and licked. My God, this was what love feels like. His hands groping me. Just as I felt an unfamiliar tingle in my loins, Alex pulled his hand from my panties and stood up. He stood in front of me with a sensual gleam in his eye and a sly grin on his face as he took his belt off and unbuttoned his pants. He stepped out of his pants and unbuttoned his blue dress shirt, exposing the muscular stomach that I fell in love with. And then I saw the most spectacular sight. Alex pulled his erect, throbbing member from his boxers. It was magnificent. I wanted it. I needed to feel it inside me and have him fill me with his aching cock. He wrapped his fingers around my panties and pulled them down until they dropped to the floor. He climbed on top of me and guided his manhood into my wet, waiting pussy. I hadn't realized until now how aroused I was. I felt my own juices dripping down my ass as he pushed gently inside me. It was so tight. An innocent virgin pussy inviting him in. He was gentle and tender, but he took charge and thrust his dick inside me until it completely filled me up. I fought for breath as my body tensed. He started to grope my creamy flesh and explore my body with his hands as he plunged deeper inside. His gentle thrusts evolved to forceful pounding. My body writhed and accepted him inside me as I started to moan, the pleasure building and consuming me. His beautiful blue eyes scanned my naked, untouched body, and he took me as his own in that moment. I felt something wash over me, a pleasure, an ecstasy like I had never known, and I felt it crash over me like a massive wave crashing against the shores. His grip tightened and his eyes rolled back, and I heard the most heavenly words come from his parted lips. "Amber, I'm going to come," he warned and tried to pull back from me, but I couldn't let him stop. I felt what had to be my very first orgasm take me, and I needed him to finish inside me, to truly make me a woman and bond us forever. I took control and wrapped my legs around his waist, pulling him deeper inside me. He continued to thrust and looked into my eyes for assurance that this was what I truly wanted. I smiled between moans, and I screamed his name, begging him to fill me with everything he had. His eyes squeezed shut and his jaw dropped, and I could feel him pulse inside my tight pussy. "Amber, I'm coming," he wailed and pushed himself hard and fast into me as he exploded with pleasure. He grunted as he came deep, deep inside, and at the sight of his face twisting in the beautiful agony of orgasm, I experienced my own version of heaven. My body convulsed, and I screamed his name as I felt the wave of pleasure drown me. His cum gushed from my pussy and around his shaft, and I writhed underneath his body. I felt like a woman, like a queen, a nude goddess that had all the pleasures of the world inserted between her legs. It was a perfect moment. Alex and I laid in my bed, candlelight flickering around us, the naked bodies of two lovers pressed together. Alex stroked my hair romantically, and I knew that this would be the start of a life of lust, magic, and love.